K-K-K-K-K-H-H-P-P.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Although them again we will never, never, never trust. Them not know what them do. Big out to yai while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while I'm plotting for you.
To my podcast. Sometimes you gotta look over shit.
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
You gotta be the bigger person.
Beware the false motives of others. Be careful of those who pretend to be brothers. And you never suppose it's those who are closest to you.
Closest to you. They will tell you whatever you need to hear. Yeah, they'll play your song. That's what they will do. Audience. I figured I'd get the podcast started with some music I do not own the rights to, but it's my homegirl, Lauryn Hill. Forgive Them, Father. Very interesting song title. Hey, let's podcast. This morning, I want to talk to the Tour 2 Apps employees, team members, whatever we consider ourselves as. And I want to explain something so that employees on the apps are not looking at other employees as if they're not pulling their weight. And I just want to talk about dispatch. And just to minimize what we're talking about, let's just talk inside of the apps. Now, on the inside of the apps, when we talk about setting the machine up, it's going to take 34 cages and 55 hampers to set the inside of the apps up, and that's a rough number. But the number is based 34 cages and 55 hampers. So if you set the apps up properly, that's 55 pieces of equipment that a jack tractor is going to have to move, while that's 34 pieces of equipment that the forklift will have to move. Now, over the years, it is customary that when you don't have hampers for the apps, you use a box. Now, how we arrived there, I'm not even going to dare to venture. I would think if you don't have hampers, then you use racks and put it in APCs. That would require additional personnel, and it don't seem like the post office want to bring that additional personnel into play. So we go to a box. Now, on the inside of the apps, now remember, if we set the machine up properly, that's 34 pallets and 55 wheel pieces of equipment. So you've got a normal, well, not normal, but an even dispatch. But because of the way we currently set that machine up, replacing hampers with boxes, now it requires 69 boxes with 21 hampers. But the important part is now that 69 pieces of equipment, 69 different dispatches that your forklift has to make while the jack tractor is making 21. Shift and balance as far as what equipment is dispatching what. Now, I have to believe that when we go back up to the normal setup of the machine, that's based off And I hope the post office used data that shows if we set the machine up in its normal configuration, we evenly distribute the dispatches between two types of equipment. But again, we are now at a point where we very rarely set that machine up as per its actual operating configuration, and mainly due to lack of equipment. So we always move to boxes in place of hampers. When you do that, just know that you increase twofold the dispatch that you now put on your forklift. So if you are a facility in Columbus, Ohio, one forklift for your dispatch, and because you don't set the machine up properly, you now double that workload for that one dispatch driver. Maybe you want to look into putting up additional drivers or changing the vehicles that you have assigned to that area. Now, a lot of you may do that on your own. I'm not a lot of you. So as long as that's what's required to do my job, rather than looking around for equipment on a day-to-day basis, I'm going to use the equipment that's set in line with efficient operation of the apps, and that is a jack tractor or a forklift, and hope that the post office will go out of its way to make sure that there is sufficient equipment there to set the machine up properly, and then there is no issue. And just to take that scenario a little further, again, because it's important that we look at each other properly. And sometimes what may appear to be someone not doing their job, it may appear that way only because you're not sure what job they should be doing. So if we continue setting this machine up using boxes instead of the proper hampers, and again, we don't use them because we don't have them. And I'm simply saying the normal transition should be to sacks and APCs, but we chose boxes. Well, management chose boxes. Now, when you have your jack tractor pulling cages or getting empty equipment, again, that doubles the load for that forklift driver, because now, instead of bringing over a mixture of hampers and pallets or boxes or cages, you're heavily inundated with boxes and hampers, which means that's additional equipment the forklift driver has to do. So my only point to you is saying, when you look at your fellow employees as if they're not doing anything, understand there might be a logic to what appears to be one employee is more gainfully employed than another. I just wanted to share that with you.
I hope that by me sharing this Tortue apps dispatch information, it opens your eyes to some different things. And in the words of the great philosophers, back up off me and let's go to work. Let's have a great day. Kenny Hodge on the podcast.